I'm just leaving the hospital that I was fired from last week, and they wanted all their hospital property back. The reason I was fired was because, I refused the COVID-19 injections, and they decided to take my career because of it. Anyway, it's August of 2022, and I just wanted to come on and let everybody know that, yes, Ontario hospitals are still firing hospital employees. I'm a nurse, and I have never seen or witnessed such a nursing shortage in my entire career, and I've been working for 15 years. I've never seen it so bad. It's a 3-to-1 ratio in the pediatric critical care unit. Normally it's 1-to-1, one nurse per one patient, so that's pretty unsafe, if you ask me. ICU. In London, we're operating 20 nurses short than they normally do, which is about 50%, I've heard. In any case, it's completely irresponsible what they're doing, continuing to fire healthcare workers, and the media is, picking up only part of the story. They're failing to let the public know that they're still firing willing and able healthcare workers. Despite what we know about this vaccine, and it being no longer, or I guess it never was, effective against infection and transmission. So anyway, the whole thing is nonsense. It's irresponsible. Our healthcare system is bleeding, and they continue this charade. So anyway, have a listen to the next video and you'll see. They have no intention of stopping this charade or stopping the firing of healthcare workers who choose to make another or a different medical decision than what they like.